Bulldog football, as Sandpoint needs to get it into the end zone here as quickly as possible and then get a stop out of their defense. Down 24-3 as we sit with 12 minutes left in this one. So the Bulldogs going to need a big fourth quarter to make this an interesting final few minutes. So third down, goal at the one. Standpoint with the play call from Coach Steele Barr. His offense now runs out on the field. And we may have another Jensen situation as we've got Keith Jensen in the backfield. Bulldogs hand it off to Jensen up the middle, and he strolls in untouched, 24-9. And I don't blame the Bosco defenders for parting like the Red Sea there and letting Jensen stroll into the end zone.
Yeah, shoot, we should do that at the 20-yard line going the other way because nobody wanted any business of Jensen there as he's able to punch it. Hey, this is a pretty crucial extra point, Chris.
Yes, it is. Peterson in to do the kicking. I get Steele Barr, who's the holder in this one. Snap is down, kick is up. It is good. And the Bulldogs pull within two scores, 24-10, 11:54 left here in the fourth quarter of play. We'll keep it here and tell you that this scoring update is brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot and fresh. Deluxe any sandwich for free. Family owned and operated. It's Burger Express. And they say go Bulldogs. And Bulldogs need to do some going.
They need to do some going, Chris. And then, you know, I tell you what, it's going to be up to this defense to get Moscow off the field here. They're going to get at least two more possessions this game. They just can't give up any more points. And then the Bulldogs offense looks like they might start to find their groove. You know, able to take it down the field here. Get this you know, pretty thin. You know, talk about Sandpoint Bulldogs being, you know,
yep,
depth challenge. I mean, you know, Moss is the same way. They're playing a lot of guys both ways. And but if the Bulldogs defense get off the field in a hurry and get that ball back in the Bulldogs' hands, you know, you got to kind of like our chance.
So Dylan Peterson set to kick it away, and Moscow deploys. Couple of guys back deep. Toupe, one of them. And Peterson gets the signal. Gets set to kick it away. 40-yard line. Up he comes and into it. He goes. It's a squib job down the middle. Taken at the 30 and then right down. 72 figures. I'm not running this. We'll take it here at the 35. And that's where Moscow will take over at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, again, the Bulldogs hope maybe to get a little tricky bounce there off the return guy. But he does a smart thing. Hey, I'm not going to go anywhere after this. I'm just going to take a knee. And you know, the Bulldogs, early in the fourth quarter, Chris, get a quick three and out, and maybe the defense come up with a big play.
Here we go. Redinger has been perfect tonight. Now he's going to take it and run up the middle. He cuts against the grain. He's got a first down. He's into Bulldog territory. That's a gain of 16 on first down. Simple quarterback run right up the middle. And just like that, Moscow's in Bulldog territory again.
Boy, I tell you what, just, you know, he's got some speed back there. He's a quarterback that really – their best runner. He's their best running back, and really simple. He's got a lot of his running back lead blocking for him, and he's up to 12-13 yards on that play.
So up to the line of scrimmage comes Moscow. Four wides, one back, Suke, right next to Redinger. Redinger looks over the Bulldog defense, letting the clock roll as far as he can, and fakes the handoff. Runs right by a Bulldog, runs out of a tackle, and then taken down, and then a flag at the end. They're going to call the Bulldogs for a late hit out of bounds.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
And Coach Knowles, it was right in front of him.
He's mad. Yeah.
And he should be. Because they were tackling him at the line, and it was the momentum of the two Bulldogs that carried it into the Bulldog bench 3 yards.
That's a terrible call. That guy is running the ball as hard as anybody on the football field, and he's sitting there going to the line of scrimmage, you know, to the sideline, and you're going to tackle through him because he's not going out of bounds. He is not going to try to give himself up. That's a terrible call, Chris.
It gives Moscow the ball again.
And that's
what would have been a short gain, but instead it's a first down all the way down to the Bulldogs' 32-yard line. Back to pass, Redinger looking, throwing deep, and it's incomplete, overshooting his intended receiver on the far side. Number 3 for Moscow. That's terrible call. That is Josiah Ellis. There's been a few. There was a roughing the passer on the last drive that was key for some extra yardage. That was pretty dubious when your quarterback is the running back. Most of the time, or half the time at least, you kind of, I think, have to let the defense try and tackle it, don't you?
Yeah, his love look, I'm watching the guy with the white hat. He's kind of looking off his face, like, whoo, you know, he's still trying to figure out if he made the right call.
So, second and 10, man in motion, near side, one back at Redinger, and he's just going to run it. Why not? He goes up the middle, slips away from three Bulldogs, and gets about 4 or 5 on what should have been. No gain on the play.
Yeah, he's slippery, Chris. He's slippery. He's able to make that first guy miss, and he's able to pick up 5 yards just off the right side. He's got a couple blockers out in front, and a big play here for the Bulldog defense.
Yeah,
here, third.
Yeah,
third,
no doubt. It's third down, 5. You're going to have to stop him twice, I predict. Obviously, inside the 30, they're not going to punt it, of course. With the leg of their kicker, they could go for a field goal from back here.
Oh, absolutely.
So here we go, third down, 5. Bulldog defense has to have a stop. Redinger all by himself. Sake in motion. They throw it to him on the little out, and he's got room to run and more. He breaks into the secondary. He's down inside the Bulldog 20 and knocked down at the 12-yard line. That play has killed the Bulldogs all night long.
Yeah, you know, and it's just set up by, you know, their play call, and they do that all the time. And, you know, the quarterback will look at him, and he'll keep it to the right, and then that time that they give it to him. They just swing it out to him, and a great job of blocking by the Moscow Bears off that left side. And you know, number 12 does a great job of turning up the field and picking up the positive yardage.
So first and 10 at the 12, clock inside of 10 minutes now here in this fourth quarter. Redinger just standing there at about the 17-yard line, waiting for the official to start counting down the final seconds of this play clock. Now he puts the man in motion and takes the shotgun snap, heads off to the far side, runs into a wall and goes down, and finally is tackled after he gains about 3 or 4. We'll see where they officially spot it.
They didn't gain too much.
No, they sure didn't. They gave him 1.
Yeah, but they're just managing the clock right now. They're, you know, I'm pretty sure they feel pretty comfortable getting a field goal out of this, making a 3-score game, Chris. And he's just waiting for that back judge to give them the 5-second count. And they're going to take as much time off the clock as they can.
So up to the line this time with 2 backs, 3 wides for Moscow in black with the red helmets, white numbers. Heading towards the western end of this field here at Moscow Junior High, right over the Bear Den across the way. And then timeout called by Moscow. We'll do the same, 24-10 Moscow. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
We're back here. It's KSPT and Rock 103, and it is second down and nine for Moscow. That time they let the clock run down a little too far before they got things going, so they had to call timeout. Same formation, though. Three wides, two backs for Moscow on second down and long. Redinger follows his lead block right up the middle, breaks a tackle, still on his feet to the six, maybe the seven. So that's going to be third down and another third and four coming for Moscow. Yeah, big play here. So far, all the big plays have gone Moscow's way. They have. You know, they got a big roughing roughing building here at the 50-yard line, and you know, now they're just capitalized on that. And, boy, third and three, Chris. Huge play for the Sandpoint Bulldog defense. So, Bulldogs ready to get after Redinger. But again, it's just letting the clock melt it down, waiting. Now they put a man in motion, and Redinger heads near side. Redinger heads into the end zone. Just out-fakes the Bulldogs, trying to tackle him. And just like that, 30-10 now. In favor of Moscow.
Yeah, you know, they're putting the ball in his hands, Chris. I tell you, you know, when you have a kid like that on this on the football field, and he's able to get it done, you know, he's a strong runner. You know, he's pretty big kid. Yeah, he's able to, you know, really use his feet and pick up yards. And yeah, I tell you what, my hat's off to this kid and the Moscow Bears coaching staff, because I think they came in with a great game plan tonight, and really helped the Bulldogs tonight.
So post LN extra point is up, and it is no good. Off to the left. So 30-10 in favor of Moscow. We've got timeout on the field. We'll take it as well, and we'll be back after this on KSPT and Rock 103.
Trust Vets provides a web-based marketing opportunity that drives business to veterans in our community. This is accomplished through relationships, web directory, social media, and our Friend of Veterans program. Our website makes it easy for you to identify local veteran-owned businesses for your shopping and service needs.
If you're a resident of North Idaho, please support Trust Vets members like Ryan Robinson of Wells Fargo Bank and Jim Woodward of Apex Construction. Blue Sky Broadcasting is a proud partner of Trust Vets. To find out more, visit their website at www.trustvets.com.
If you're a veteran or know veterans in this community, please tell them about us. Trust Vets. They've earned it. For more information, contact Rich at filetto.rich@trustvets.com and visit our website at www.trustvets.com. Thank you.
7:38 remaining fourth quarter. Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg, Barry Burke on the stats again tonight. It's Bulldog football here on KSPT and Rock 103, and it's senior night here in Moscow, Jay, and it's going to be a happy one when this is all said and done, barring something dramatic and likely miraculous.
Yeah, you know, high school sports have a funny way of taking some different bounces, Chris, but, you know, so far, you know, the Bulldogs have not figured out Redinger, the quarterback for Moscow Bears, has got a spectacular night. And the Bulldogs' offense just
hasn't done enough.
Yeah.
Elijah Larson with the return. He's going to get out near the 30 before he's finally stopped. So at the 29, the Bulldog offense will take the field. And if you're the Bulldogs and you're hoping for some sort of miracle, at this point you've got to score, and then you've got an onside kick. You've got to keep it away from the Moscow offense because your defense can't stop them.
Yeah, you know, the defense has not been able to figure out that riddle of Redinger and that Moscow Bear offense. It's been able to really just to possess the ball and really make those drives count. The Bulldogs are going to look to strike strike fast. That's what they got to do. 7.5 minutes left. Fox in there with Pettit, who rolls out. Pettit's going to throw deep. He's got a man out there. It's Kobe Banks, who drops it. He turned the wrong way. Yeah, sort of slowed up. If he catches that where he should have, because Jackson Pettit put it right in his hands, he's gone.
Yeah, Jackson threw a bolt out there, and it's a touchdown at the 35-yard line. He kind of just gets turned around, like trying to maybe locate the football. It's tough in the lights. You know, the ball kind of disappears at times, but he's just unable to hold on to it. And that's what the Bulldogs needed right there.
Yes, it was.
And unfortunately for Kobe Banks, he's unable to haul that in.
Well, fortunately for Kobe Banks, if he had caught it and run for a touchdown, it would have been called back. They called a motion penalty on the Bulldogs. So Moscow declined, and it's 2nd and 10. Hand off to Cox on the far side. He cuts back inside, makes a nice move, gets to about the 35. So that's a good 7 yards on 2nd down. It's now 3rd down. And right up to the line of scrimmage, and quickly to the play come the Bulldogs. Pettit. Moscow showing blitz. Right up the middle. Then they back out of it. Pettit throws. It's caught. It's Kobe Banks on the far side, who breaks a couple tackles. Got a 1st down. He's knocked down at the 45.
Bears will give that up all day long. A little quick little hitch, 5 yards. Get the 1st down. Hey, we're going to keep everybody in front. Again, nice job by Kobe Banks, but again, the Bulldogs need to speed this thing up.
Pettit takes a snap, rolls, near side looking, thinking about going deep, but he throws it to the man coming across. That's Elijah Larson. He's caught at the 40, so that's another Bulldog 1st down. Quickly up to the line come the Bulldogs.
Yeah, great throw right there. Jackson just rolling out to his left side, throws a nice strike to Elijah Larson there for 15 yards.
So, back to pass. Pettis looking, throwing across the middle. He's got a man open. It's Steelbar. Steelbar's down to about the 15-yard line. Make it the 16. That's where the Bulldogs will take it 1st and 10. So, Jackson Pettit with time to throw is now finding some receivers.
Yeah, he's taken with the defense again. That time, Max Duber right down on a like little skinny post there and wide open down the middle.
So Bulldogs back inside the 20 already, quickly moving this drive, throwing for the corner of the end zone. It is Steelbar for the touchdown.
Yeah, boy, where was that all night, Chris?
So the Bulldogs now down 30-16.
Yeah, boy, what a great job right there. This Max Steelbar working to the middle of the field and then breaks it out to the outside, Chris, near the goal line. And Pettit, little time to throw the football down the field, does a great job of just out, throwing it right over the in, outside reach of the linebacker and into the hands of Steelbar, who corrals it for a touchdown.
High snap on the extra point. Kick is up. It is good. Bulldogs within 13, 5:47 left. Well, we'll keep it here this time, and you have to go for the onside kick.
You have to, don't you?
Yeah,
absolutely, Chris. And the Bulldogs still got their stable timeouts. You got 3 timeouts, but they got to do a great job of getting off the field here. You know, this onside kick is going to be crucial. See what they do. They're going to put a little hand team out there and some speed, I hope.
Hopefully.
Get out there and try to corral this onside kick. But what a great throw, though. Eh?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good drive there by the Bulldogs. Again, taking advantage of the Bears, kind of getting a little soft in that defensive secondary and allowing some guys to come open across the middle, and the offensive line doing a good job of blocking for Jackson Pettit. And he threw a lot of dimes there that time. A really nice throw. I think to Elijah Larson out here.
Yep.
Up near the 35-yard line, rolling out to his left and throws it to where nobody else can catch other than Elijah Larson. Then hit Max Steelbar on back-to-back throws and into the end zone. The Bulldogs are able to score quick.
Well, when you look back on this, that
time the Bulldogs settled for that field goal, they'd have got seven there.
Yeah.
Been within two scores with some two-point conversions.
Yeah, it's a little tough. You know, you just want to get a little bit positive, get the points on the board. And I think that's what Coach Steph's thinking, hey, our defense maybe figured out that offense. You know, but they were able to come right back down and answer their own field goal. And that's, you know, right there, that's a big difference for the Bulldogs.
So, Bulldogs going for, you would imagine, what is an onside kick. They sure are lined up like it's going to happen. It comes. Bulldogs ran a kick on a beautiful bounce right to Moscow. And a nice play by the Moscow player, but that served him up on a nice hop.
Yeah, nice hop. You'd like to see Dylan get a little bit more of the top of the football, Chris, and keep that ball down on the ground. Keep the ball on the ground as long as you can. And, you know, but if you hit the middle, you know, the middle just above the middle of the ball, that ball's just going to, boom, it's going to cram high up in the air. And that time, Barrett does a great job of drawing that in. But, again, 5:47 left. Bulldogs get a quick three and out. They got three timeouts. You know, you're going to see it again if the Bulldogs can answer the call.
So here we go with Redinger all alone, and I would imagine you're going to get a big dose of Redinger running it here in this next drive, and Redinger does run it. He takes off to the far side and runs through almost the entire Bulldog team for five, almost 6 yards. And Coach Knowles wants a timeout after that run because that should have been a zero gain play.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough spot for the Bulldogs here. You know, on first down, they give up 5 yards and they have to use one of those timeouts. So you got to think the Bears are going to keep it in Redinger's hands right here, right?
Yep. It doesn't make a lot of sense to do anything else because Redinger's averaging about 6-7 yards a rush.
Yeah. No, he's, absolutely. And, you know, they're doing a good job of this point that, you know, with a quarterback like that, you're able to throw that extra blocker out there, too. So,
yep.
You know, you've got a lead blocker for your quarterback with an extra receiver out there in the slot. It's able to, you know, basically man on man and you're just outnumbered. It doesn't, you know, as far as that's concerned, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's, you know, it allows him to pick up, you know, 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah.
You know, you're exactly right, Barry. I mean, we've been talking about it here on the radio, but again, he has 12 of the last 13 carries for this Moscow Barry. I mean, the ball's in his hands, and that's and I think everybody knew that coming into this game, that's the guy you need to stop. And, you know, we've been unable to do that.
So second down and four, Moscow at the Bulldog 45. Redinger takes it, runs it right up the middle. He's got a first down. He's inside the 40. He's down to the 39, and it's pretty simple right now. If you're the Bulldogs, you got to get in front of number 12 or number 10 and cut him down as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, again, they line up two big guys, one on the left, one on the right, and he just says, oh, go left. And you know, he just picked up 7 yards on that carry and a bare first down. And the Bulldogs need to start stacking the deck one-on-one on the outside. Put the extra man in the crease, bring the safety up, and get after that quarterback.
So first and 10, again, same formation, three wide. I would be shocked if they actually threw it to one of those wide receivers. They fake the handoff, and there goes Redinger right up the middle. And he's going to get maybe two or three on this one. And we've got timeout called. Bulldogs call it. We'll take one as well. 4:54 left. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast, or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as our spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And at Shiloh Inns, even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. If you ask your best friend where they want to stay, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
So we're back. 4:54 left. Timeout after the Bulldogs call it. It's second down and 7 for Moscow, who's seemingly had the football the entire night. It hasn't been the entire night. It was almost the entire first half. Bulldog offense has gotten rolling, made 3 nice drives in this half, the field goal and 2 touchdowns, but the Bulldogs have not been able to stop Moscow in this half yet, and they fake it and now do hand it up the middle, and that's not going to get much. Down to about the 33, Bulldogs going to use their last timeout with 4:47 left, and this third down is going to be a huge one.
Well, you know, it's 2 down territory for the Moscow Bears, too. I think they're going to, hey, you know, we're in the driver's seat here. We keep this, third and short, fourth and short. You know, I think the way they've been running the football tonight, it's pretty good odds that, they're feeling pretty comfortable right now.
Yeah.
That they're going to be able to pick up, 4 yards on 2 carries.
So, Coach Knowles is out there instructing the defense on what they want.
Yeah, you know, you were just talking about this, Chris, a little earlier with the, Zach Benefield. You know, I tell you what, there's a lot of Bulldogs are stepping into that role. You know, and Sam Buck is starting to see, he's been all over the field. He's done a great job, but again, Zach Benefield, through the first 3 games, he had 6 tackles. He's leading the team in tackles, and he goes down with his knee injury and had surgery here, a couple Tuesdays ago. This is what he does.
Yeah.
This is his job, right?
As
a linebacker, he's able to really,
stuff. Yeah, he would be the counter to Redinger just running it up the middle.
Oh, absolutely,
time.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot different, a lot tougher. So here we go, third down. Redinger now all by himself in the backfield. Man in motion to the near side. Redinger going to run it, trying to get to the outside. Bulldogs knock him down for a loss. So that time they try to get it to the outside, and it's going to be fourth down.
And he lost a few yards on that play.
Yes, he did. So fourth down and 7 now. And Moscow will have to snap it when they get down to about 4 minutes.
Yeah, this is where now look at them maybe to throw the football down the field. They got nothing to lose here. Look for them to look to Postel, the big receiver, and that now the field's open for them.
Yeah,
they got all the play calling on their side here. It's fourth down and 7.
An interception is actually down towards the goal line. It's actually like a punt. So here we go. Third down long, or fourth down. Bulldogs need to stop. Moscow calls a timeout with 3:55 left on 4th and 8. Boy, if you're Moscow, I know you want to go for it, but if you're Moscow and you punt it down, try and punt it down to the inside the 10, that would be a tough, you're up 2 scores, where if you give the Bulldogs the ball here at the 35, 2 or 3 plays, and all of a sudden things might get dicey.
Yeah, it might get a little more interesting, Chris, and, with the Bulldogs spending all their timeouts, but I think that's what the coaching staff is probably taking a little second to think about. It's like, hey, well, we're up 2 scores here. We don't need to be risky.
Yeah.
If we can get our quarterback to pooch kick it down inside the 10-yard line, hey, we're
in pretty good shape.
Pretty good shape, because there's not a whole lot of time left on the clock.
Nope, the clock has run down inside of 4 minutes, 3:55. This is Bulldog football on KSBT in Sandpoint and Rock 103 in Kootenai, as we're just past 9:10 here on this Friday night. So here comes Moscow. They don't look too interested in punting, as they've got Redinger in there. So we'll see what they decide. So fourth down, Bulldogs. This is the game right here. For any chance at all, Bulldogs need to stop here. Redinger back, looking. Going to throw. Down the middle. He's got a man down the seam. It is going to be intercepted at the 1-yard line.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to knock it down.
Boy, it was a fight for the ball.
It was a fight for the ball, that's true. And better for the Bulldogs to have it at the goal line than for Moscow. But kind of what we talked about, a long throw down the middle.
Right.
It's essentially a punt.
But you know, yeah. Now the Bulldogs got to go 99 yards with just under 3:45.
Yep.
4 minutes left. And, you know, it worked better than a punt.
Did work better than a punt. You wouldn't fair catch it there.
Yeah.
Let's go into the end zone.
You know, what you're going to see here from Moscow is you're probably going to see them kind of tilt back off. And so we're going to get some lanes for Jackson Pettis to throw the football and through it. And hopefully, you know, we have Elijah Larson's been really quiet this past game tonight. So we'll see what happens.
They throw it out, and the pass safety. Is caught in the end zone for a safety. So they get it to Larson.
That is not what you wanted.
So the Bulldogs don't. So if they'd have handed off, it would have been a safety because it wasn't going anywhere. They throw it out throw it out for the wide receiver screen. It doesn't get blocked right, and they catch it in the end zone for a safety. So 32-17 with 3:37 left.
Just, wow. That is not what you dial up. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of shell-shocked, Chris. I thought the Bulldogs, you know.
Try something downfield.
Yeah, I think they should stretch the field a little bit. You know, I think you would have known that, you know, I think Moscow was thinking they're probably going to keep conservative inside their one-yard line. That's when you take the big shot. We played a conservative, and it's a big deal. Tough for this Bulldog football team. You're going to see an onside kick, you know, again. You know, the Bulldogs still two scores
yep.
away. You're going to see an onside kick. Hopefully the Bulldogs come away with a big play and get the ball back in their offensive hands.
Well, you got to say this for Moscow. Their game plan has been awesome. Their execution has been incredible. And they have played every situation, and it has worked out to their advantage.
They have. You know, they've got calls to go their way too, Chris. But, you know, really, coming into this game, they've really done a good job of just knowing what the Bulldogs were going to do. And I think Redinger is, you know, he's a very good quarterback. And they put the ball in his hands all night.
So, Bulldogs now lined up for the extra point or for the kick. They do kick it down, and it's almost to midfield, but that's where Moscow is going to take it over, almost to the midfield stripe. First down.
Yeah, that onside kick just going too far down the field, Chris, and I'm not sure what the Bulldogs had planned there, but really not a whole lot of chance for any Bulldog to get there to recover it.
So Moscow will take it over at the 48-yard line with 3:37 left, and it's likely that they will be able to run this one out from here as they will hand it off, and the running back just picking his way, not getting much. In fact, to the line of scrimmage, then he's knocked down. Whistles blow. Players go backwards. We have a bear a little slow getting up there. So it'll be second down and 10 with 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in this one. And you turn your attention to the fact that next week, you know, you got to get over this one pretty quick because you got to beat Lakeland next week.
Oh, absolutely. And then
see what happens
the following
week when Lakeland and Moscow play.
Yeah, I know that's, I'm sure, you know, it's going to be a tough one for Coach Knowles to swallow. They're really just, you know, the game was decided there in the first half.
Yes, it was.
The Moscow Bears were able to put 21 points on the board, and the Bulldogs' offense just really ineffective. 30 total yards, and they've just been able to hold on here in the second half.
There's a run up the middle. It's going to get maybe two. It's going to be third down and like eight with 2:29 left in this one.
Well, they can pretty much run it down within about that minute mark, Chris.
Yeah, Bulldogs have already spent their timeouts.
Tough place to play, Chris.
Yeah, man, it's always that bus ride. There's something about driving through that Palouse that just seems to
sap whatever you got going on. Oh boy, I tell you what, you know, it's a big game, and you know, being on the road, and it's always been tough to win down here in District 2, and it proved again tonight. So third down and 8. There's Redinger back, throws it out, a little screen pass, and that's a first down inside the 40, and that should do it for Moscow, as the running back ran through a couple of Bulldogs and got it inside the 40, and now Moscow can pretty much just kneel it down and put the capper on this. They're going to call fourth down here, I think. They're going to measure it.
Are we going to have our first measurement of the year, practically?
Wow.
What? Whoa, man. They really pull out all the stops down here in District 2. And to make sure on third down that it's a first down. So much for the hole, we just put it on whatever yard line that they're doing up in our neck of the woods.
Across
the 39, it's going to be, I think it's a little short.
Yeah. You know, minute 21 left, and you got fourth down and a couple inches, looks like, and fourth and a foot.
So we got fourth and a foot coming with 1:21 left for Moscow. Of course, make the fourth down, miss the fourth down, it won't matter to Moscow too much because they're going to win. They're going to take the advantage. So I guess, you know, if you're Sandpoint, you'll beat Lakeland next week, and then you wait and see. Lakeland wins, now you're playing a Kansas tiebreaker, I think, to determine who was seeding.
That's the idea, is, you know, it's a must-win for the Bulldogs next week against Lakeland. You know, and we get them at home, big deal. And then, you know, from there, you know, if Moscow ends up sweeping the both of us, they get the number one seed. And, you know, again, the Bulldog people will be traveling.
Oh, we'll be traveling, all right. We'll be headed back down to southeastern Idaho again.
I think it's a Boise this year.
Is it? Oh, could be, yeah. Wow, all
that's
right.
Out of Boise, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a procedure.
Yep, it is. Redinger leaned into it, and he's going to get a procedure call, so that's going to make it 4th and 5 with 51 seconds left here in this fourth quarter.
No, leave it to him to make the one mistake tonight, the last one of the day game, where he gets a little antsy and he moves before the ball snaps. But what a fantastic quarterback Redinger is. He's really that dual threat guy. And he can throw the football. He's got some great weapons on the outside. He's got some running backs that can catch the football out of the backfield. And I tell you what, an impressive performance by that junior quarterback for the Moscow Bears.
Well, he's been the best player on the field tonight, and a big reason why Moscow's 32 points are up on the board. The Bulldogs just have not had an answer for whatever he's decided to do. They hand it off up the middle, and it's going to be driving forward and another first down. So the Bulldogs can't stop them on 4th and 5. Ball down to about.
I still think it's a little short, Chris.
You think so? Oh, we're going to have another measurement?
Yeah, I think
40 seconds
left on the field here.
We're going to have another measurement. That one's a little farther down than the last one. So, 2 measurements in the last 5 minutes.
I think it's going to be Barry's got the eye up here. He thinks it's going to be a first down. I think it's still going to be about an inch or 2 short.
Oh, he's going to be short. Short by 2 inches. So the Bulldogs will put the offense back out on the field for a few plays.
Boy.
If you have any 15-point plays in your back pocket, now it's time to pull them out.
This is the time, right, Chris?
That's right. Now or never.
Boy. Yeah. So maybe we record
again. Get a touchdown, an extra point. And then
onside kick
and another touchdown.
Another Hail Mary, right?
And you got to get a 2-point conversion.
Oh, yeah.
Then you go Kansas tiebreaker at the end.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is asking a ton. had it rolling, looking, throwing. Deep downfield, it is intercepted. Trying to get it to Kobe Banks. And that should put the final capper on this one with Moscow 36 seconds away. One kneel down from closing this one out here on KSBT and Rock 103 and So Bulldogs will have to recoup, face Lakeland next week, try to get a win at home on what will be the Bulldogs senior night. The week after that, it's a trip across the state of Washington all the way into Seattle to take on Evergreen. Redinger up under center for the first time. Kneels. 35 seconds left. And that should do it. Moscow, 32, Sandpoint, 17. As the Bulldogs just dug too deep of a hole in the first half. And they're pretty excited, Moscow Bears over on the far side. We're going to take time out. We'll be back on KSBT for the Pierce Auto Center postgame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. If you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now, back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
And we are back on KSBT and Rock 103. It's the Pierce Auto Center post-game show, and it's time for the Jalapeno Stat Page for the finest authentic Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. It's jalapenos and JD. Bulldogs went down 21-0 and just could not climb out of that big hole, thanks in large part to the work of the Moscow quarterback.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Redinger had a huge game tonight, Chris. You know, of the 59 plays that they ran offensively, he was a part of 49 of them.
Wow.
And, you know, 26 of them coming through the air. He's 15 of 26 for 165 yards through the air. You know, but he also rushed the ball 23 times for 100. And, again, it's not the big plays, Chris. It was the 3 and 4 and 5
years. Yeah.
They kept the possession going, and Moscow Bear, they came in here. The Bulldogs knew they were going to give it to Redinger.
Yep,
the guy to stop, and he 49 plays of 59. So
wow, yeah.
You think of that, that's just amazing.
unfortunate for the Bulldogs. I really think they came out flat in that first half.
I agree.
You know when you get outgained, 200 yards in the first half to 32 for us.
Uh-huh.
And you dig yourself a 21-point hole. Boy, it's going to be pretty tough against this Moscow Bear team, who are really just kind of a grinded out team. You know, that likes to take time, run the clock. So the Bulldogs got another week, right? You got to move on. You got Lakeland next week. You know, for the Bulldogs, though, you know Jackson Pettit, he is 12-22, ends up 12-22 for 152 yards in a touchdown pass. And, the Bulldogs, I thought they had some opportunities to run the football tonight. They only ended up with 55 yards of rushing, for a total of 207 yards of total offense. And that really is the key, I think, to this game, Chris, is the Bulldogs' offense is unable.
So Redinger outgained the Bulldogs by himself.
Yeah.
He had
265 yards of total offense, Chris. The Bulldogs had 207.
Yep, tells the tale pretty much right there.
Yeah, I thought the Bulldogs, they were pretty game, here in the second half, but it's just a little bit too late, and the Bulldogs should be disappointed. I think the coach has to be disappointed at the end of the day, Moscow Bears came ready to play the football game, and we came in just a little bit flat in that first half, and that 21 points that we spotted them was the deal breaker.
Yeah, and that's, it is one of the things about coaching high school kids, no matter how much you want to tell them, wow, Moscow, they beat us last year. We got to go in and we got to play, our best team. You've just come off of two beatdowns of 5A schools. And you go, oh, now it's Moscow. And, Moscow's trying too.
No, absolutely.
And they came out in that first half. I agree with your assessment. I thought we looked flat. I thought that there was very little energy and enthusiasm. And, I don't know why that is. Sometimes it's the bus ride. Lord knows I've coached enough basketball games in that gym across the way that you try to get your team, you tell them about the bus ride, you talk about the being on the road and all of that stuff. And, this is the first time the Bulldogs have been more than, what, an hour away from home?
Yeah, absolutely.
This year, so it's their first real time on the bus. And, they picked a bad time to sort of lay an egg in that first half.
Yeah, they did lay an egg. And I thought, in the second half they performed a lot better. But again, just not enough opportunities for that offense to actually, possess the ball and put the points on the board. And, my hat off to Moscow Bears.
Yeah.
They were pretty fired up. And this is 2 years in a row. And there's a long history of Bulldog versus Moscow history here.
No doubt.
And I tell you what, we've stopped Moscow
Bears.
We've
put them onto them quite a bit.
Quite a bit over the course of the last 30 years, Chris, and then, they got
tide does turn. They
get another one, then another, one of few. They put another one on their stripes, and they're pretty. I think they're really well coached too, and they got some athletes, and that quarterback's really good.
Yes,
he
is,
and he's a player, and they got that Ben Postel who's a player, number seven. You mentioned his name several times in that running back, and at the end of the day, they got it done, and we did.
Yes, no doubt. So all is not lost for the Bulldogs. They can still make the state playoffs. They just got to turn their attention to Lakeland and win that game next week, and then wait and see what unveils and what happens from that point on, and see what goes on down in Lakeland the following week as the Bulldogs are off on the coast of Washington.
They're going to be in Tacoma, Chris. And
exactly right.
I mean. As crazy as it might seem, the Bulldogs really aren't out of that whole number one seed.
No.
They take care of business next week, and then Lakeland, I believe Moscow comes from Lakeland.
Yep, they'll have to go to Lakeland.
And, stranger things have been happening. Those Kansas City tiebreakers are kind of a weird deal.
They're definitely a sort of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
So thanks for spending some time with us. We'll be back on the air at 6:40 next Friday night. It is Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. As Lakeland comes to town, of course, on KSPT tomorrow, we've got Vandal football pregame at 1 against Portland State. Kickoff tomorrow at 2. For Barry, who did the stats, for Dwayne back at the studio, and Jay, another awesome job.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
And great job, and good night, everybody.